This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The generational transformation of Toronto housing systems to urgently build more affordable housing staff report was adopted on the first day of November's City Council. The report aims to strengthen Toronto's housing system. The report aims to strengthen Toronto's housing system through updating the Housing TO 2020 to 2030 plan and Housing 2022 to 2026 Action Plan's original target goal of affordable housing. The original goal was 40,000 and was increased to 65,000 rent-controlled homes. The breakdown of this new target is 6,500 rent geared to income, 41,000 affordable rentals, and 17,500 rent-controlled market homes. Currently, the city has funding for over 4,000 homes, with the estimated cost of the remaining 60,000 being between $28.6 billion and over $30 billion over the next 7 years. Velissa Farah, Director of Housing Policy and Strategy, Toronto, says that while the cost of action is high, inaction will end up costing the city more.
So while the cost of delivering this housing plan is big, the cost of inaction is even bigger. We've seen a report by Wood Green and the Board of Trade in July 2021, which estimated that the cost of inaction, specifically the cost related to lack of affordable housing for key workers and lower-income residents in our city, is costing Toronto and the Greater Toronto Area up to $8 billion per year in lost revenues as well as lost productivity. And occupations that have been priced out of the private rental and ownership market includes cashiers, administrative staff, nurses, custodians, and restaurant workers, who are really key to driving both our social and economic success. And we know that a lack of affordable housing and purpose-built homes in general is also impacting not only these key workers, but employers in all sectors of our economy, including large employers like our financial institutions as well as IT sector.
To hit the new goal of affordable houses, there will be an increased role for nonprofit, cooperative, and Indigenous housing providers. The report outlines ways for these three types of public housing to obtain more funding to continue with their ongoing plans. This would include reaching out to multiple organizations on top of the federal and provincial governments to set up a, quote, sustainable Toronto Housing Affordability Fund, unquote. In the report, it says that there are 51 city housing sites across Toronto. Once the housing is built, the report says that the 51 sites will contribute 16 to 17,000 new homes in the city, with all the homes being either affordable, rent-geared income, or market rental homes. Abby Bond, Executive Director of the Housing Secretariat, says,
so a little bit about Toronto's housing and homelessness context. Many of you are very familiar with some of the challenges being experienced in our city. We have now over 10,000 people who are experiencing homelessness each night, and around 48% of our households are renters, and many of them, 40% of those, are living in unaffordable housing. There is one in five of our households who are living in core housing need, and that is double the national average. So whatever housing and homelessness crisis is being experienced in Canada, it is being experienced more pointedly in Toronto. And we continue to see overrepresentation for Indigenous and Black households in our homelessness.